Welcome to Talking Walking's 2020 Visions. I'm Andrew Stuck, the producer of Talking Walking Podcasts. 2020 has been an extraordinary year. The COVID pandemic has changed our travel behaviour for the foreseeable future, and a new normal has yet to evolve. Many governments have encouraged their citizens to walk more in their local neighbourhoods, to undertake essential errands, as well as for better physical and mental health. Changes are being made in our streets to accommodate social distancing, with more outdoor space being allocated for entertainment, leisure and hospitality. Looking further into the future, what might the world of walking be like in 20 years' time? We invited people to share their vision of the world of walking in 2040. We asked them three questions and to record their answers so we could share them here. We asked them to tell us who they were and from where they were calling, and to outline what work they were presently doing that involved walking, as well as their 2020 vision. The voice you're about to hear is that of Maggie O'Neill, a sociologist from the UK.
Hello, Andrew. It's Maggie O'Neill. What I'm working on at the moment is a project with colleagues at UCC, Jerma Lally, Arpad Skolotsai, and the Dingle Creativity and Innovation Hub, based in Dingle in County Kerry. The project is called Walking Conversations, or The Art of Paying Attention. At the centre of the project is the idea that taking a walk with someone is a very powerful way of communicating experience. One can become attuned and connected in a lived and embodied way with the feelings and lived experiences of another. Also, walking is a great way of doing biographical research. So biographical research can be defined as collecting and interpreting the lives of others as part of human understanding. But also, importantly, walking in relation to space, place, time, what Carl Rogers calls active listening and Tim Ingold calls the art of paying attention, is central to the project. And so our first meeting, and we invited participants, postgraduate students, social researchers and artists, transition year students, historians and environmentalists to meet and to have some conversations about anti-disciplinary thinking, about theory and practice and method, about the landscape, pilgrimage, sustainability, time, the sense and ecology. So we first of all had a roundtable discussion on the Friday evening, and we met over a weekend. On the Saturday, Tim Ingold gave a wonderful keynote called How to Walk in an Uncertain World. And this was followed by parallel walks with artists, environmentalists, historians, followed by a gathering and feedback session to close the symposium, World Cafe session, to see what might grow from this. And so we are really on the first stage of the journey, having had this first event, which we hope will become an annual event. The wonderful walking artist Blake Morris joined us and walked with us in the Dingle Peninsula. So my vision for the future is definitely to think about this liminal space we're all in as part of a transition to a new paradigm, a new way of being, connecting to a freer, slower, fairer, more sustainable, less punitively controlled world, a world that centres on social justice, where human dignity and flourishing are at the centre and valued, not corruption, materialism, capitalism, inequality and suffering. Thank you, Andrew.
We will be publishing further 2020 visions. If you'd like to record a 2020 vision of your own, then please follow the instructions you'll find on the 2020 Visions page of the Talking Walking website. From there, you will also find free podcast interviews of artists, activists and professionals from the world of walking, and of those who have a passion for just taking a walk. Talking Walking and the 2020 Vision are written, recorded and produced by Andrew Stuck of Rethinking Cities Limited and the Museum of Walking. Our artwork was created by Ian Martin of Aardvark Graphics and Auburn Lowe. And the music was composed and performed by Simon Sanders of Easytronic.